Okay, we've been looking at the kingdom of Christ in Psalm 72.
हामीले भजन संग्रह 72 मा ख्रीष्टको राज्यको बारेमा हेर्दै छौं.
This is the last message on the kingdom in this conference.
अब यो कन्फरेन्समा चाहिँ यो नै राज्यको बारेमा चाहिँ अन्तिम सन्देश नै छ.
All right, we've seen many things about Christ's kingdom.
हामीले ख्रीष्टको राज्यको बारेमा धेरैवटा कुराहरू हेर्दै आयौं.
From Psalm 72, we saw that Christ will rule in justice. He will rule with a rod of iron. And he will rule in mercy and grace. And also, he will rule in peace. Psalm 72:3.
भजन संग्रह 72:3.
The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness.
पहाडहरूले डाँडाहरूले धार्मिकताद्वारा तपाईँका जनहरू कहाँ शान्ति ल्याउनेछन्.
There will be peace because there will be righteousness.
त्यहाँ शान्ति हुनेछ किनकि त्यहाँ धार्मिकता हुनेछ.
In verse 7. His days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endures.
उनका दिनहरूमा धर्मी जन मलाउनेछ, जुन रहन्जेल शान्तिको भरपूरी हुनेछ.
Peace, and finally man will have peace on earth.
बल्ल पृथ्वीमा मानिसलाई शान्ति हुनेछ.
Man has been looking for peace on earth.
पृथ्वीमै शान्ति होस् भनेर मानिसले बाटो हेर्दै गरेको धेरै भयो.
And there are many organizations trying to bring peace to the earth.
अनि पृथ्वीमै शान्ति ल्याउन खोज्ने धेरैवटा संस्थाहरू भए.
The United Nations is trying to bring peace.
संयुक्त राज्य संघले चाहिँ शान्ति ल्याउन खोजिरहेको छ.
But they only spend a lot of money.
तर खालि उनीहरूले धेरै पैसा मात्र खर्च गर्छन्.
And no peace.
अनि कुनै शान्ति छैन.
No peace because the Bible says there's no peace for the wicked.
कुनै शान्ति छैन किनभने बाइबलले भन्दछ दुष्टलाई शान्ति हुँदैन.
Twice the Bible says that.
दुई पटक त्यो कुरा उल्लेख छ.
Isaiah 48:22.
यशायाह 48:22.
And 57:21.
यशायाह 57:21.
No, there will be no peace until Christ comes.
Oh, Christ नआउनु भएसम्म त्यहाँ शान्ति हुने छैन.
If you go to the United Nations headquarters in New York,
there's
a Bible verse on the wall.
पर्खालमै बाइबल पद कुदिएको छ.
युनाइटेड नेसन्स हेडक्वार्टर्स,
संयुक्त राज्य संघकै प्रमुख कार्यालयमा,
न्युयोर्क सिटी,
न्युयोर्क शहरमा.
बाइबल वर्स, दे डोन्ट बिलीभ द बाइबल.
बाइबल पद कुदिएको छ जबकि उनीहरू बाइबल विश्वास गर्छन्.
बट देयर इज अ बाइबल वर्स.
त्यहाँ बाइबल पद छ.
एन्ड इट सेज दैट द नेसन्स विल बीट देयर स्वॉर्ड्स इन्टु द प्लाउज.
त्यहाँ लेखेको छ जाति जातिहरूले आफ्ना तरवारहरू पिटेर थालीहरू बनाउनेछन्.
That's the Bible verse.
You're the Bible for them.
But they cannot do that. And that peace will only come through Christ. Peace. It'll be a kingdom of peace. It'll be a glorious kingdom. We've looked at that a little bit. But look at Psalm
45.
Well, okay, Psalm 72:10.
पहिला चाहिँ भजन संग्रह 72:10.
The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents. The king of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts.
Tarshish र टापुहरूका राजाहरूले उपहार ल्याउनेछन्. शेबा र सेबाका राजाहरूले भेटीहरू चढाउनेछन्.
Gold will flow into Jerusalem. The beautiful the wealth will flow into Jerusalem.
सुन्दर सम्पत्तिहरू धन दौलतहरू यरुशलेम भित्र भित्रिने छन्.
Like in the days of Solomon.
जसको सलमनका दिनहरूमा भएका थिए.
And it will be a very glorious, beautiful kingdom.
यारे नै महिमित सुन्दर राज्य हुनेछ.
Talking about a kingly wealth, glory.
यो महिमा भन्नाले यसले चाहिँ राजकीय
महिमा has many meanings, but one is
कुरा गर्दैछ.
One is beauty and wealth.
महिमा भन्ने शब्दले धेरै कुरालाई जनाइरहेको छ. अनि एउटा माने चाहिँ हो सुन्दरता र सम्पत्ति.
The Bible says when Christ will come, he will sit in the throne of glory. And Isaiah 33:17 talks about the king and his beauty.
And
Psalm 45 describes that. This is a kingdom psalm. It's not poetry, it's talking about the future. Most of it's not Kavitsa at all, but anyway. Okay, so here we see Christ on his throne.
This
palace will be in Jerusalem. We see the clothing. We see the smells. Let's read verses 8 through 17.
तपाईंका सबै वस्त्रहरूबाट गन्धरस अगरु र तेज सातको सुगन्ध महकिन्छ हस्तिहारका महलहरूबाट जसद्वारा तिनीहरूले तपाईंलाई आनन्दित तुल्याएका छन् तपाईंका आदर योग्य स्त्रीहरूको बीचमा राजाहरूका छोरीहरू थिए तपाईंको दाहिने हाततर्फ रानी ओपीरको सुनले सुसज्जित भई उभिइन् हे छोरी सुन विचार गरेर आफ्नो कान थाप अनि आफ्नै मानिसहरूलाई आफ्नो बुवाको घर पनि विश्व तब राजाले तिम्रो सुन्दरताको अति सहना गर्नुहुनेछ किनकि उहाँ नै तिम्रा प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ र तिमी उहाँलाई दण्डवत गर पायरकी छोरी पनि सौगात सहित त्यहाँ उपस्थित हुन्छन् मानिसहरू मध्येका धनवानहरूले पनि तिम्रो निगाह पाउनका निम्ति विन्ती गर्नेछन् राजाकी छोरी महलभित्र अति महिमित छिन् तिनको वस्त्रमा सुनका बेलबुट्टा हानिएका छन् राजा कहाँ तिनी कार्चोपी वस्त्रमा पुर्याइनेछन् तिनका कुमारी सहेलीहरू जो तिनको पछि पछि हिँड्छन् तपाईँ कहाँ ल्याइनेछन् हर्ष र रमाणको साथमा उनीहरू ल्याइनेछन् उनीहरू राजाको महलभित्र पस्नेछन् तपाईँका पिता पुर्खाहरूको सट्टामा तपाईँका छोराहरू हुनेछन् जसलाई तपाईँले सारा पृथ्वीमा शासकहरू बनाउनुहुनेछ म तपाईँको नामलाई पुस्ता पुस्तासम्म सम्झना गरी नै तुल्याउनेछु यसकारण जाति जातिका मानिसहरूले सदा सर्वदा तपाईँको स्तुति गर्नेछन् तिहारका महलहरू देख्दछौ गन्धरस अगुरु र तेज पातको
उल्लेख perfumes. We see the queen and the gold of Ophir. In Solomon's kingdom, the gold was everywhere. And that's the way it'll be in Christ's kingdom. And we see the clothing in verse
13 and 14.
And the gladness and the rejoicing, verse 15. We see that he will assign princes in all the earth, verse 16. And we've seen all those things this week. There'll be angels there. You will see them. Daniel lived in two of the greatest kingdoms in history.
Daniel, संसार को सभी बंदा महत्वपूर्ण दीजा साम्राज्य हर को समय ना जीते.
Babylon and Medo-Persia.
Babylon, Ramadi, Farsi, Persia.
There's no kingdom today like those kingdoms.
Ada tinerza rajya ada tinerza.
Compared to those kingdoms, America is poor.
Tinko tularana ta America garib cha.
So great kingdoms.
Ti rajyaru mahan thie.
They were not righteous, but they were great.
Tineru dharmi ta thienan tara jare mahan thie.
Rich.
Tineru dharmi ta.
Babylon was the head of gold in Daniel's prophecy.
Daniel ko bhavishyavani ma Daniel Babylon chai sun ko tau ko rupma tya pratik ma thiyo.
Medo-Persia was the shoulders of silver.
Ani Madi Farsi chai chandi ko pakura haru thie.
But when Daniel saw just one angel,
tara jaba Daniel le kewal eutai matra swargadut lai jaba dekhnu paryo,
he collapsed.
Suni dhale.
Daniel 10:5-9.
Daniel 10 ko 5 dekhi 9.
But in Christ's kingdom, the angels will be there in their glory.
It will
be a glorious kingdom. We see a little bit of that in Solomon's kingdom.
And
the Queen of Sheba came to see him.
1
Kings 10. And the Queen of Sheba was very rich. Sheba was a rich kingdom.
Sheba era jale dhanwan rajya thiyo.
And they sold the spices to many nations.
Inile afno sugandhit masala haru thuprei thuprei rashtra lai bechne garthe.
And so she heard about Solomon.
Aba yo Sheba ko rani le Solomon ko barema sune.
And she decided to go visit.
Ani gaera bhetne nirnay gare.
And she took all of her spices and gold on the camels.
Shinle apno sathma isudamit matlaru rasunaru apno utharma ladera lage.
And traveled hundreds of miles up to Israel.
Ani sayo kilometer yatra gardai Israel samma puge.
I just last two weeks ago I traveled part of that route.
Asti ko dui hafta agadi matra ma chai tyo tei bato
and she came to Solomon's kingdom.
She
saw everything. And then she said in 1 Kings 10, behold, the half was not told me. So there was no more spirit in her. In verse 5, 1 Kings 10:5, there was no more spirit in her when she saw those things.
That's the path for now. Fight the Raja, that's the path now. Lake it was a double. You ran in the Suleiman to Rajiko by the cave.
And she said,
unko table ko bhojan, unka sevakhar ko basai, unka nokar chakarhar ko uthai, ra uniharuko pairan. Ani unka madhya chakraniharulai, sathi uni paramprabhuko bhavantir uklera jane, unko arohan dekhe, taba tinma sathai rahena.
And she said to the king, verse 7, behold, the half was not told me.
Sat padma tinle raja lai sri manin.
Yes, but Christ's kingdom will be much greater than Solomon's. And we
can
look at that a lot, but we don't have time. We've already seen many things about the glory of the kingdom. And the temple that will sit up above on the mountain above Jerusalem.
A
glorious kingdom. And it will be a an active kingdom. I'm trying to decide what to include. We don't have time for everything. So, two final points. It will be a kingdom of worship. Kingdom of worship. In Psalm 72:15. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised.
And
that's the major subject of Psalms. The Psalms are for today, but
there
are more for the future. And the Psalms that say, let us come into the courts of the Lord with joy, that's for the future. It's for today. We should come to church like that. And we worship the Lord in church. And we worship the Lord with Psalms. But it's especially for the future. And all of those Psalms that talk about the great worship, it's talking about the kingdom of Christ. These Psalms, like the last five Psalms. Look at the last five Psalms. Psalm 146. 1 and 2. Praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Is that for today? Sure. But this is a prophecy. Look at verse 7. Which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners, and the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Is that happening today? No, this is the kingdom of Christ. Verse 10. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. This is not Zion, this is
Palu.
This is not Zion, this is Nepal. Zion is in Jerusalem. So it's talking about the future. Yes, we can praise the Lord today, but this is a prophecy. This we will do in the kingdom. Psalm 147:1. Praise ye the Lord, for it's good to sing praises unto our God, for it's pleasant and praise is comely. Yes, that's for today. But look at verse 2. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcast of Israel. Kingdom prophecy. Verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion.
Hey Jerusalem, param prabhu ko prashansa gara. Hey Sion, apna parmeshwar ko stuti gara.
And this will be fulfilled when Christ rules in Zion. And there will be great praise to him. Psalm 148:1-2. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts.
ए उहाँका सबै दूतहरू हो उहाँको स्तुति गर ए उहाँका सारा सेनाहरू हो उहाँको स्तुति गर
You see any angels here today?
Yeah, आज कुनै स्वर्गदूतहरू देख्नुहुन्छ
They're here, but they, you can't see them.
उनीहरू यहाँ छन् तर तपाईँ देख्नुहुन्न उनीहरूलाई
No, this is talking about the time when the angels will be there in the kingdom.
तर यो पदहरूले चाहिँ त्यो बेलाको कुरा गर्दैछन् जब स्वर्गदूतहरू त्यहाँ हुनेछन्
And look at verse 14.
14 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्
He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, of people near unto him.
उहाँले आफ्नो प्रजाको सिन उच्च पार्नुहुन्छ जो चाहिँ उहाँका सबै पवित्र जनहरू अर्थात् उहाँको नजिकमा रहने प्रजा इजरायलका सन्तानका निम्ति प्रशंसाको विषय हो तिनीहरूले याको सुरु गरे
Israel is talking about Israel. The church is not Israel.
जब इजरायल भनिन्छ त्यो इजरायलै हो मण्डली होइन
This is when Israel will be converted and Israel will rule with Christ.
यो बेलाको कुरा हो जब इजरायल परिवर्तित हुनेछ मुक्तिमा आउने
The church doesn't have a horn.
मण्डलीको सिंह हुँदैन
That's a sign of authority, government authority.
सिंह भनेको चाहिँ राज्यको अधिकार
Have any government authority today.
मण्डलीलाई राज्यको अथवा सरकारी अधिकारी छैन
We can't go into the prime minister's office and say, you need to change.
हामी प्रधानमन्त्रीको घरमा गएर अफिसमा गएर भन्न सक्दैनौँ तपाईँ परिवर्तन हुनु
पर्यो
बाइबल मान्नु पर्यो तपाईँले भन्न
मिल्दैन Psalm 149, verse 4. Praise to the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Yeah, they read verse 3 in the Pentecostal churches. Let them praise his name in the
dance.
But their dances aren't holy usually.
तर सामान्यतया उनीहरूको नाचहरू चाहिँ पवित्र छैनन्
Not holy dances.
उनीहरूको पवित्र
नाच This is holy dances in the kingdom.
त राज्यमा हुने पवित्र नाचको कुरा गर्दैछ
Look at verse 6.
छैटौँ पदमा हेर्नुहोस्
Why don't the Pentecostals obey this?
यो चाहिँ किन उनीहरू पालन गर्दैनन् पेन्टेकोस्टलहरूले
Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand.
परमेश्वरका उच्च प्रशंसाहरू उनीहरूको मुखमा होन् र उनीहरूको हातमा दुई धारे तरवार होस्
What will happen if the Pentecostals get a sword?
Pentecostal badiyarle yadi hatma unharko hatma tarwar bhayo bhane ke huncha hola?
The government will send the army.
Sarkarle tya sena pathaune cha.
And they won't have a sword anymore.
अनि उनीहरूसँग तरवार हुने
छैन This is not for the day.
यो आजको लागि
लेखिएको हो. Not for the church.
यो मण्डलीको लागि हो.
Yes, we praise the Lord, but this is not for us. This is prophecy.
हामी वाला प्रशंसा गर्छौँ तर यो चाहिँ मण्डलीको लागि हो नि यो अगमबाणी हो.
Verse 7, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people.
पाप पदमा लिएछ अन्य जातिहरूलाई बदला लिनका निम्ति र जाति जातिका मानिसहरूलाई सजाय दिनका निम्ति.
Verse 8, to bind the kings with chains.
सिरियलका राजाहरूलाई साङ्लाहरूले बाँध्नका निम्ति
And you go over to some countries before when we in Nepal had a king.
नेपालमा राजा हुँदाखेरि
You go in there with a chain and say, I'm going to bind you in Christ's name. What will happen to you? Put you in prison. He's crazy. He's trying to arrest our king. That's not what time it is.
यो समय त्यो गर्ने समय है
But one day when Christ comes we will have authority to bind the king
एकदिन क्राइस्ट आउनुहुँदाखेरि चाहिँ हामीसँग यो अधिकार हुनेछ राजाहरूलाई फलामले बाँध्नको
लागि prophecy kingdom psalms but not the kingdom we can bring
यी चाहिँ राज्यका भजनहरू हुन् तर यो राज्य चाहिँ हामीले गर्न सक्ने राज्य
and then we will dance
अनि त्यो बेलामा हामी नाच्नेछौँ
And then we will do these things.
अनि यी कामहरू सबै गर्नेछौँ.
All of these things.
यी सबै कामहरू गर्नेछौँ.
The sword.
त्यो तरवार.
The chain.
त्यो सङ्लाहरू.
The praise.
त्यो प्रशंसा.
And the dances.
साथै ती नाचहरू पनि हुनेछन्.
Jews have some beautiful dances.
युदीहरूको धेरै सुन्दर नाचहरू.
They're holy dances.
यी पवित्र नाचहरू.
But the dances in the churches usually are the worldly dances. They say, let's dance. Well, how do we dance? Well, let's dance like the world.
अहिले मण्डलीमा हुने जुन नाचहरू भनिन्छन् उनीहरूले भन्छन् हामी नाचौँ कसरी नाच्छन् संसारले नाचे जस्तै नाच्छन्
But that's not what this prophecy is speaking about.
यो अगमबाणीले त्यस्तो कुरा त्यो नाचको कुरा गरेको छैन
If you're going to dance and do all of it.
यदि लाज्ञा नै उनी सबै कुरा गर्न पर्यो.
It will be a kingdom of worship.
यो चाहिँ उपासनाको राज्य हुनेछ.
It will be a kingdom of praise and beautiful music.
प्रशंसा र अति सुन्दर संगीतले भरिएको राज्य हुनेछ.
Beautiful music, Psalm 150.
भजनले लेख्दै 50 ले भन्छ त्यो सुन्दर संगीतको बारेमा.
Verses 3-5. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
सुरैको आवाजमा उहाँको स्तुति गर. सितार र वीणा बजाएर उहाँको स्तुति गर. खैंजडी बजाउँदै र नाचमा उहाँको स्तुति गर. तारवाला बाजाहरू र बाँसुरीहरू बजाउँदै उहाँको स्तुति गर. चर्को बज्ने झ्यालीहरू बजाउँदै उहाँको स्तुति गर. भारी गुञ्जन गर्ने झ्याम्टाहरू बजाउँदै उहाँको स्तुति गर.
And there will be the beautiful music in the temple worship like in the days of Solomon.
जसरी सुलेमानको दिनहरूमा थिए त्यस्तै सुन्दर त्यो मन्दिरको संगीत र उपासना हुनेछ.
David was a very great musician.
दाउद एकजै निपुण बाजा बजाउने व्यक्ति थिए.
He not only could play beautifully,
उसले चाहिँ बाजा राम्रोसँग सुन्दरसँग बजाउन मात्र सक्दैनथे.
By the way, he practiced a lot.
अनि एउटा कुरा, दाउदले धेरै प्र्याक्टिस गर्थे.
Out there with the sheep,
आफ्नो त्यो भेडाहरू चराउँदै गर्दाखेरि.
But he could build instruments.
तर उसले बाजाहरू निर्माण पनि गर्थे.
He invented many new instruments.
उसले सबै नयाँ नयाँ वाद्य साधनहरू निर्माण गरे.
And they used those instruments in Solomon's kingdom.
जुन बाजाहरूलाई सुलेमानको राज्यमा प्रयोग गरियो.
Look at 1 Chronicles 25.
त्यो कुरा पहिलो इतिहास 25 अध्यायमा हेर्नुहोस्.
God loves music.
परमेश्वर संगीत मन पराउनुहुन्छ.
But not all kinds of
music. सबै खालको संगीत चाहिँ होइन.
Loves holy music.
उहाँ पवित्र संगीत मन.
God made music.
उहाँले परमेश्वरले संगीत बनाउनु भयो, सृष्टि गर्नुभयो.
And God taught the Jews about music.
अनि परमेश्वरले यहुदीहरूलाई चाहिँ संगीतको बारेमा सिकाउनु भयो.
And some churches say we shouldn't use instruments.
कुनै कुनै मण्डलीहरू भन्छन् हामीले कुनै बाजाहरू प्रयोग गर्नु हुँदैन.
But that is ridiculous.
तर त्यो त ज्यादै पर्याप्त कुरा हो.
It's obvious that God loves instruments if they're used in the right way.
यहाँ सबैले यहाँ देख्छ कि परमेश्वरले बाजाहरू मन पराउँछ यदि मन पराउनुहुन्छ यदि हामीले त्यसलाई ठिकसँग प्रयोग गर्यौँ
भने. दाउदको
राज्यमा यसको हामी उदाहरण देख्न सक्छौ.
Verses 1 through 7.
पहिलो इतिहास 25 एकदेखि 7. अनि दाउद र सेनापतिहरूले आस्था हेमान र यदुतुनका कति छोराहरूलाई उनीहरूले बेडा सितार र झ्यालीहरू बजाएर भविष्यवाणी गरून् भनेर सेवाका निम्ति अलग गरे. आफ्नो सेवा अनुसार काम गर्नेहरूको संख्या यस प्रकार थियो. आसाका छोराहरूबाट जक्कुर, युसुफ, नतन्याह र असरेला. आसाको छोराहरू राजाको आदेश अनुसार भविष्यवाणी गर्ने आसाको अधीनमा थिए. यी आसाले राजाको आदेश अनुसार भविष्यवाणी गर्थे. युदुतुनबाट युदुतुनका छोराहरू बदल्याह, जरी, यशयाह, असब्याह र मत्तित्याह छजना जो आफ्ना पिता युदुतुनको अधीनमा थिए. तिनले परमप्रभुलाई धन्यवाद चढाउन र प्रशंसा गर्न वीणा बजाएर भविष्यवाणी गर्थे. हेमानबाट हेमानका छोराहरू बुकियाह, मतन्याह, उजियल, शबुएल, यरिमोत, हनन्याह, हनानी, एलियाता, गिद्दल्ती, रोमम्ती, एजेर, युष्बका शाह शाह, मल्लोती होटिर र महदियो. यिनीहरू सबै चाहिँ परमेश्वरका वचनहरूमा राजाका दर्शी हेमानका उनलाई उच्च तुल्याउने छोराहरू थिए. अनि परमेश्वरले हेमानलाई 14 छोराहरू र 3 छोरीहरू दिनुभयो. यिनीहरू सबैले आफाप युदुतुन र हेमानलाई दिएको राजाको आदेश अनुसार परमेश्वरको भवनको सेवाको निम्ति आफ्नो पिताको अधीनमा रहेर परमप्रभुको भवनमा झ्याली, सितार र वीणाहरू बजाएर गीत गाउँथे. अनि परमप्रभुका निम्ति गीत गाउनलाई तालिम पाएका आफ्ना दाजुभाइहरू सहित जो सबै निपुण थिए उनीहरूको संख्या 288 थियो.
So this was the music in the temple in David set up.
दाउदले त्यहाँ सुरु गरेको मन्दिरको लागि उपासना करने प्रणाली युक्त हूँ.
David wrote most of the Psalms.
प्राय सबै भजन भजनहरू दाउदले लेखेका हुन्.
And he was a great musician.
अनि उनी निपुण वाद्यवादक थिए.
But his heart was all for the praise of God.
उनको हृदय पूरा तवरले परम प्रभुको प्रशंसाको निम्ति थियो.
He did not give his talent to the world.
आफ्नो सिप संसारको निम्ति दिएन.
And we see different instruments here.
अनि यहाँ विभिन्न बाजाहरू देख्छौँ.
We see that they had leaders.
यहाँ देख्छौँ त्यहाँ अगुवाहरू पनि थिए बाजाहरूको.
Musicians must have good leaders.
संगीतकारहरूको असल निर्देशन गर्नेहरू चाहिन्छ.
Verse 3, they were under the hands of their father, Jeduthun.
Verse
6, they were under the hands of their father for song.
And
so it wasn't every musician doing whatever he pleased.
जोसुकै बाजा बजाउनेले आफ्ना मन खुसी गरिरहने त्यो खालको किसिमको थिएन.
That's confusion.
त्यो चाहिँ अल्मोस्ट गडबड हो.
But there's leaders and there's organization.
त्यसैले त्यहाँ चाहिँ नेतृत्व गर्ने निर्देशकहरू हुन्छन् र त्यहाँ व्यवस्थित ढङ्गले गरिनुपर्छ.
We see that their words were the words of God. Verse 5.
उनीहरूले गाउने शब्दहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरकै शब्दहरू थिए पाँचौं पद अनुसार.
And we see that they were cunning. Verse 7.
साथै सात पदमा देख्छ उनीहरू निपुण थिए.
Cunning. They chose the ones that were cunning.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ त्यस्ताहरूलाई चुने जो निपुण थिए.
I believe this is our example. We should follow today in the churches.
हामीले मण्डलीहरूमा पछ्याउनु पर्ने उदाहरण यही नै हो.
We don't have the talent that they had in the temple.
अब त्यहाँ मन्दिरमा जस्तै हामीसँग त्यस्तो सिप त छैन.
God has given the Jews a lot of talent.
यहुदीहरूलाई त एकदमै सिप दिनुभएको छ.
Very smart and very talented.
एकदम दिमागी छन्, एकदमै उनीहरू चाहिँ.
Not every nation is like that.
सबै राष्ट्रहरू त्यस्तो हुँदैनन्.
And but the best, we should give the Lord the best we have.
तर जे हामीसँग छ त्यसमध्येमा सबभन्दा राम्रो प्रभुलाई दिनुपर्छ.
Best we have. Some countries I go to, and they're very very good singers.
जब हामी म कुनै कुनै देशमा जाँदाखेरि मैले देख्छु त्यहाँ एकदम राम्रो राम्रो गाउनेहरू.
Not every person in that country.
अब त्यो देशमा सबै व्यक्ति नै त्यस्तो हुँदैन.
But many.
तर धेरैजना.
Well, you don't have that gift.
अब त्यस्तो खालको दान त तपाईँहरूको छैन.
But you have what God gave you.
तपाईँलाई परमेश्वरले जे दिनुभयो त्यो त छ.
And we need to take the best of what we have and use it for the Lord.
भएकोबाट सबभन्दा राम्रोलाई चुनेर हामीले प्रभुको निम्ति दिनुपर्छ.
Not for pride.
घमण्डको लागि होइन.
For the glory of the Lord.
प्रभुको महिमाको लागि.
And we need to practice and practice till we're good.
अनि हामीले यति अभ्यास अभ्यास तालिम गर्नुपर्छ जबसम्म हामीले राम्रोसँग बजाउन सक्दैनौँ.
And that's what you see here in scripture.
यहाँ पवित्र शास्त्रमा हामीले देखेको.
That's the way it will be in Christ's kingdom.
क्रिस्टको राज्यमा चाहिँ यस्तै हुनेछ.
Music will be glorious.
सङ्गीत एकदम महिमित हुनेछ.
And it will be beautiful.
यादै सुन्दर हुनेछ.
It will be skillful.
निपुणतामा बजाइन्छ.
It will all be to the glory of God.
सम्पूर्ण नै परमेश्वरको महिमाको लागि हुनेछ.
And that's true, should be true in the church.
अनि मण्डलीहरूमा पनि त्यस्तै प्रकारले गरिनुपर्छ.
But many times the music part of the church is the carnal part.
तर धेरै पटक मण्डलीमा हुने त्यो सङ्गीतको पक्ष नै शारीरिक पक्ष भइरहेको.
Many pastors have told me that I get more trouble from the musicians than anyone else.
धेरै पास्टरहरूले मलाई भनेका छन् कि मलाई मण्डलीमा सबैभन्दा समस्या दिनेहरू भनेको यो सङ्गीत बजाउने वालाहरू हुन्.
Many told me that.
धेरैजनाले मलाई भने.
Why? Because the musicians get proud.
किन हो यस्तो? किनभने ती सङ्गीतकारहरू
भन्न
जान्छन्.
And they say, he didn't choose me to sing.
अनि उनीहरूले मलाई रोजेन नि त गाउनलाई.
And they get hurt.
अनि उनीहरू चिडिन्छन्.
And what is that?
त्यो त्यो.
Carnality.
त्यो चाहिँ शारीरिक पन हो.
Selfishness.
त्यो स्वार्थी हो.
It's not your choice if you sing for God in the church.
परमेश्वरको लागि गीत गाउने हो भने तपाईँको त्यो रोजाइ त होइन.
That's the leader's job to choose.
नेतृत्व वर्गले रोज्ने हो.
It's not your choice.
तपाईँको रोजाइ होइन.
And if you get chosen, it's not because it should not be for your pride.
तपाईँ रोजिनु भयो भने त्यो आफ्नो घमण्डको लागि हुनु हुँदैन.
It should be the glory of God. And if you do it for the glory of God, then you won't be proud.
परमेश्वरको महिमाको लागि गरिनुपर्छ र परमेश्वरको महिमाको लागि तपाईँले गर्नुभयो भने तपाईँ घमण्डी बन्नुहुन्न.
Who gave you that gift?
कसले दियो तपाईँलाई त्यो सिप?
But the flesh is there.
तर शरीर त्यहाँ छ.
Many times there's carnality in the music section of the church.
धेरै पटक मण्डलीको त्यो साङ्गीतिक पक्षमा चाहिँ शारीरिक पन हुन जान्छ.
She gets to play the keyboard.
Oh, उसले त कीबोर्ड बजाउन पाउँछ.
I don't get to play. I can play. I can sing. And they think like that. And there's trouble. And instead of thinking about the Lord, we're thinking about ourselves. It won't be like that in Christ's kingdom. Because such people will not be chosen. And they should not be chosen in the church. If I think a musician is getting proud, we will not let them play in the church. Because that's not their part. It will be a kingdom of worship. And then lastly, it will be a working kingdom. Working kingdom.
Working kingdom.
In Psalm 72, we see this.
We won't
just be sitting around watching things. Some of you, your idea of heaven is just sitting. Sitting by the river, that river flowing out the throne, you're just sitting there. That's your idea of heaven. You just sit there, once in a while you take one of those fruits. You just watch the river go. And you think about things. And you watch the angels. That's your heaven. There is no such place. God did not make man to sit and dream. You don't see that in Christ's life. You show me the passage where he's just sitting, doing nothing. There is no such thing. He always had a plan for the day. He's always knowing what he's doing. He's always busy and something important. Sure, he's praying, but that's not just sitting. And that will be the characteristic of his kingdom. In Psalm 72, verse 15 and 16, and he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Seba. Prayer shall be made for him continually. Daily shall he be praised. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth.
अनि उनका निम्ति निरन्तर प्रार्थना चढाइनेछ अनि दिनहुँ उनको प्रशंसा गरिनेछ पृथ्वीमा पहाडहरूको टाकुरामा प्रशस्त गरी अन्न हुनेछ त्यसको फल लेबनोन चाहिँ हल्लिनेछ अनि शहरकाहरू चाहिँ पृथ्वीको घाँस चाहिँ मौलाउनेछन्
There's work happening here.
यहाँ चाहिँ काम भइरहेको देख्छौ
There's praying.
यहाँ प्रार्थना चढाइरहेको छ
There's gold being brought.
यहाँ सुन भित्राइरहेछ
Well, how do you bring it? You have to have some kind of transportation. And so you have to make it. You have to dig the gold. Gold doesn't lie on top of the ground. And there's corn there. Well, that's farming. And that's work. And the crops will grow bountifully, but it still works. For those that are in the kingdom there. And there's cities. Well, there's all kinds of things. We could look at Jeremiah
31.
Kingdom where people are busy.
राज्य जहाँ मानिसहरू व्यस्त
हुन्छन्
प्रभुको सेवा गरिरहेका हुन्छन्
not just sitting, all right. In Jeremiah 31, 38 through 40, we see some working.
38 to 40, right? अनि नाप्ने डोरी सिधा अगाडि बढेर गोरेबको डाँडासम्म जानेछ र गोआपट्टि फेरो मार्नेछ अनि लासहरू र खरानीको सम्पूर्ण बेसी अनि किद्रोन खोलासम्मका सबै जग्गा जमिनहरू पूर्वतिर घोडाको मुल्डोगाको कुनासम्म परमप्रभुको निम्ति पवित्र हुनेछ
And so the city is being built. Building towers, building gates. And chapter
32,
verse
44. Binyamin Deshma, Jerusalem to Varipari Katamurma. युदाका शहरहरूमा पहाडी देशका शहरहरूमा बेसीका शहरहरूमा र दक्षिणका शहरहरूमा मानिसहरूले पैसा तिरेर जमिनहरू किन्नेछन् प्रमाण पूर्जाहरूमा सही गर्नेछन् तिनमा मोहर छाप लगाउनेछन् र साक्षीहरू राख्नेछन् किनभने म तिनीहरूलाई कैदबाट फर्काएर ल्याउनेछु परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ
buying and selling of land
जमिन जग्गा जमिनको किनबेच भइरहेको यहाँ हुनेछ
this is the kingdom
यो राज्यमा हुनेछ
there will be work
त्यहाँ काम हुनेछ
There will be fishing, there will be farming, there will be marriage and families. Agriculture, Micah 4:3-4. Fishing, Ezekiel 47:10. We've already seen music.
There,
all the work of the temple, teaching work, all kinds of work. We'll be a busy kingdom. But it will not be like the busyness of this world. It will not be every person just trying to serve himself.
जस्तो यो संसारमा हरेक मानिसले आफ्नै निम्ति सेवा गर्न खोजिरहेको जस्तो चाहिँ हुने छैन
That's the Babylonian model.
त्यो चाहिँ बेबिलोनी नमुना अनुसारको व्यस्तता हो
The way of greed and selfishness.
लोभ र स्वार्थको व्यस्तता हो
No, that's not what we will find in Christ's kingdom.
त्यसको राज्यमा चाहिँ त्यस्तो हामीले भेट्ने छैन
There will be contentment.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ सन्तुष्टता
हुन्छ Not just pursuing wealth.
यो चाहिँ पैसाकै लोभको खोजीमा दौडिरहेको हुँदैन छैन
But finding satisfaction in every part of my work.
तर हामीलाई दिएको हरेक काम
And if I make something, I want to make it perfect and beautiful.
And
the royal law will be the rule. Bit like Boaz, Ruth 2. We see in verses 4 through 8 this Boaz, but he was a rich man. But he was a godly man. God-centered man. His heart was not on the riches. And there was God's blessing throughout his business. Verse 4.
And
behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee.
अनि हेर बोआज बेथलेहेमबाट आएर कटनी गर्नेहरूलाई भने परमप्रभु तिमीहरूको साथमा हुन् अनि तिनीहरूले तिनलाई जवाफ दिए परमप्रभुले तपाईँलाई आशिष दिउन्
He blessed his workers and they blessed him.
उनले आफ्ना कामदारहरूले आशिष दिए र तिनीहरूले उनलाई पनि आशिष दिए.
And when Ruth came, he said, leave some for her.
जब रुथ आइन, उनले भने उनको लागि केही छोडिदिराख.
And so it was a kind man, it was a giving man.
त्यसैले उनी एक दयालु मान्छे थिए, एक दिने खालको मान्छे थिए.
And that's the kind of business we'll have in the kingdom.
राज्यमा चाहिँ त्यस्तो खालको व्यापार राम्रो हुनेछ.
That's the kind of businessmen we need in the church.
मण्डलीमा पनि आज त्यस्तै खालको व्यापारीहरू चाहिन्छ.
Men that put Christ first.
जसले क्रिस्टलाई पहिलो स्थान दिन्छ.
Sure, they're working for money, but that's not where their heart is.
उनीहरू पैसाको लागि काम गरिरहेछन्, तर उनीहरूको हृदय नै पैसामा
छैन. And they're giving men.
अनि उनीहरू दिने खालको मान्छे.
And they love to give and to help others.
अनि उनीहरू दिनलाई मन पराउँछ, अरूलाई सहायता गर्छ.
I read about the owner of a great in Britain. I read about the owner of a great line of ships, passenger ships, cunard line.
बारे पढ़े जो सही इंग्लैंड में थोड़ा थोड़ा जहाज बनाने कंपनी को मालिक.
Yeah, he didn't make them, but he operated them.
जसले चाहिँ यी जहाजहरूलाई चाहिँ परिचालन गर्थे.
And the huge ships, and they hundreds of people could get on there and travel from England to America.
यी ठुलो जहाजहरू हुन् कि त्यसमा सयौँ मान्छेहरू चढेर बेलायतदेखि अमेरिकासम्म यात्रा गर्न सक्छ.
The Cunard Line.
Cunard Line.
Famous.
भन्ने प्रख्यात बिजनेस.
His name was George Burns.
उसको नाम चाहिँ जोर्ज बर्न्स थियो.
And this is what he said.
उनले भने,
I believe in the power of prayer.
म प्रार्थनाको सामर्थ्यमा विश्वास गर्छु.
I believe in doing work well.
म विश्वास यस्तो गर्छु कि काम भनेको राम्ररी गर्नुपर्छ.
Okay. And so I need to reword this for you, so you just have it. And subordinating profit and speed and public opinion to safety, comfort and efficiency.
म यो विश्वास गर्दछु कि आम्दानी, छिटो छरितोपन र मानिसहरूको जनमानसको धारणा लाई चाहिँ अधीनमा राख्नुपर्छ. के को अधीनमा भने सुरक्षा र सहजता र प्रभावकारिता.
He was more concerned for the safety of the people than making a bunch of money.
त्यसले थुप्रो पैसा बनाउनु भन्दा त्यहाँ यात्रीहरूको सुरक्षाको लागि उसको विशेष ध्यान थियो.
And so that is the kind of business we will have in the kingdom.
Rajyama ni yesto khalko byapar dhanda
hunechan. Different than this world.
Aile sansar bhanda farak hunecha.
J.C. Penney, he was one of the rich men in America.
J.C. Penney naam gareko manche America ko sabhanda dhani mancheharu madhye ganinchha.
He had the J.C. Penney department store.
So J.C. Penney naam gareko chai department store haru usko.
They still exist. Oh, he's dead.
Taru marisakyo.
And they don't operate according to his first principles.
Usko shuruko siddhantar anusar chai aile tinharule chalairachhan.
Now they just operate for money.
Aile ta khali paisa ko lagi chalairachhan.
But in the beginning, he named them the the Golden Rule stores.
तर सुरुमा उसले यी पसलहरू ठुलो पसलहरूलाई चाहिँ सुनौलो नियमको पसलहरू भन्ने नाम दिन्थे.
Means Christ's law, love your neighbor.
अर्थात् त्यो भनेको चाहिँ ख्रीष्टको नियम आफ्नो
छिमेकीलाई
सुनौलो नियम भन्ने गरिन्छ.
That was the rule for the businessman.
उसको व्यापार धन्दाको लागि उसको नियमै त्यही थियो, आफ्नो छिमेकीलाई.
And you say, what's the rule of your business?
अनि उनलाई सोधियो, तपाईँको व्यापारको नियम के हो?
To love people.
उनले भने मान्छेहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नु.
Treat them right.
उनीहरूलाई सही व्यवहार गर्न.
I sell things, but not charging a lot of money.
म पैसा म सामानहरू बेच्छु, तर बट्टा म उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ पैसा तिराउँदिन.
And his workers, he let them have actual part of the business, so they would get part of the money.
अनि उसको कामदारहरूलाई चाहिँ त्यो व्यापार धन्दामा केही अंश दिन्थ्यो, ताकि उनीहरूको आमदानी उनीहरूले पनि केही अंश पाउँथे.
And he would not let people borrow money from him.
अनि कहिले पनि आफूबाट चाहिँ पैसा चापटमा लिन दिँदैन थियो.
You come and say, Mr. Penny, I want an account.
उनीहरूले यदि भन्यो भने मेरो एउटा खाता चाहन्छु तपाईँसँग.
And I'll pay you later.
अनि पछि बेच्छु.
He didn't allow that.
पछि तिर्छु भन्यो भने उसले मान्दैन थियो.
Why?
किन?
Because that's a good way to make money. You get people in debt, you can get money.
किनभने त्यसरी अर्कोलाई ऋण दिनु भनेको त पैसा कमाउने त राम्रो तरिका हो.
But it's not love.
तर त्यो प्रेम होइन.
It's not love.
त्यो प्रेम होइन.
And he said that's not good for the people.
मानिसहरूको लागि असल हुँदैन.
So he was a different kind of business.
त्यसैले ऊ अर्कै किसिमको व्यापारी थियो.
And he gave a lot of his money to the Lord.
अनि प्रभुको निम्ति उसले थुप्रै आफ्नो पैसा दियो.
He became rich.
ऊ धनी भयो.
But his riches did not come from greed and selfishness. But he honored the Lord. Well, that's the way Christ's kingdom will be. Everyone will be like that. So that's the way we should be today as God's people. Kingdom is coming. When will it come? Any time. The Bible says that any time the Lord will catch away His people. Maybe tonight. And then the Antichrist will rise. And the nations will be deceived. So don't wait. The church is the preparation for the kingdom. And I trust that you will look at your life and see what you need to change in order to serve Christ with all your heart. We saw the parable. God, Christ gives His people, every one of His people, something. What has He given you? You say nothing. But then you're not a believer. Because He gives, the Bible says He gives all of His people something. And we're not supposed to hide it. That was the unbeliever. The one that hid it was the man that didn't know Christ. The true believer takes what God gives him and he uses it with all his heart to serve Christ. And we'll close by reading again Revelation 2. Verses 26 and 27. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
प्रकाश दिएको 26 र 27 अनि जसले जय पाउँछ र अन्तसम्म मेरा कामहरू सम्हाली राख्छ उसलाई म जातिहरूमाथि अधिकार दिनेछु अनि उसले तिनीहरूमाथि फलामको डण्डाले शासन गर्नेछ तिनीहरू कुमालेका पहाडहरू चाहिँ टुक्रा टुक्रा पारिनेछन् जसरी मैले पनि मेरा पिताबाट अधिकार पाएको छु
यो
चाहिँ मण्डलीहरूलाई लेखिएको कुरा हो जसले जय पाउँछ भने त हामीले उहाँको सेवा गरेर हामी जय
पाउँछौँ हामी
कसरी जय पाउँछौँ झुटा कुराहरूलाई नपछ्याएर
There were many false sayings already in these churches. But the overcomer doesn't follow that false saying. Keeps his eyes on Christ. Keeps his heart in the truth. Serves the Lord with all his heart. And Jesus is walking in the midst of the churches and he's seeing that. And he will reward
them.
Salvation is not a reward. Salvation is a free gift. Christ paid for the gift on the cross. He offers it to all who will believe. But a position in the kingdom is a reward for faithful service now, according to Scripture.
अधिकार पाउनु भनेको चाहिँ अहिले गरिएको विश्वास योग्य सेवा बापत पाइने कुरा हो पवित्र शास्त्र अनुसार
great opportunity you have. That God would come to Nepal. God would come to Nepal and offer you salvation. And so if you found Him, now it's time to serve Him. Have you found Him?
Alright,
thank you.